Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on, and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
More of our end-of-year spectacular on the way, but first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've
got
mail. All right, let's get a couple birthdays in here, guys. I'd love to get a shout-out to my beautiful wife, Hannah. She is 34 years old. I love our laughs together, our same-size hands. And all the running we now do together, chasing around a 3-year-old daughter. I love you, and cheers to the next 34 years from your awesome husband, Sam. So, could I get an OG fish sandwich? And the dirty Germans talking about all the dirty things you will hopefully let me do tonight. That would be great. Love the show, and cheers, guys. That from Sam.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, I guess the feeling you want to put Hannah on your wife there, but I will tell you this, I do not know what she would do for you tonight. She was very exhausted with the two dirty Germans earlier this morning.
Yeah, you know, every time I hear the name Hannah, it reminds me as a kid with the Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
So I guess tonight we'll play the banana split game.
Yeah, what I like about her is that you can spell her names the same forward and backwards, which is how she likes it in the bedroom.
Hannah.
Guys, there's my amazing husband.
Generally kind of hot.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Carl is 44. We love you very much from Shannon and Clayton. Please give him the captain. Thanks, guys.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy 44th birthday. I hope it's as memorable as mine was. Me and the mascots threw a party on the old SS Guppy 20 miles off the coast of Indonesia, where we were joined by an El Salvadorian fur trader named Aldebrazar La Boca, which means the mouth hugger. Anyway, as requested, why do you think he was invited, Mike? But as requested, he brought some of his homemade narco hooch, so named because we're still not sure if it's a booze or a liquid drug, but in the end, it doesn't matter. All we know is that it's made from fermented otter whiskers, medical waste filtered through the gym socks of Portuguese children with athlete's foot, used Tide Pods, and fried chinchilla anus. Put it in a blender till it's smooth, drink 8 ounces, and off you go. All I remember is Ms. Butterworth got real high, pierced her own nipples with a sewing needle. Still has the piercings to this day. It's a shame you only turned 44 once. Crunch berries.
Guys, today's my dad Rich's 56th birthday. Avid listener, loves your show. Can he get a birthday song and an OG fish sandwich? Thanks and happy holidays, guys. Lots of love from Nicole, Alex, Coop, and Cal.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
But Jolos, thanks for the laughs. I've been listening since the Buzz days. Today is my 60th birthday. My knees are killing me. So could I please have a couple of farts with some I do declares thrown in as well? Thanks and rock on, guys. That from Guadalupe. Go Hawks.
I do declare. Do declare.
Lord Flout, I do declare.
But tell us.
My pants are soiled, I do declare.
Today's
I need help. I do declare.
Great friend and neighbor, Steve's 63rd time around the sun. Listen to the show every day. So tonight, we will be enjoying the Men's Room IPA and other refreshments under Cornfed's Christmas lights in Bothell. So can I get the green beans? Your penis is too small. And the captain talking about how Steve likes to play with his hand tools. Happy holidays and rock on from Fat and Happy Cornfed.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
The penis is too small.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, the old Capitan is a bit of a handyman himself. Some people say a handsy man. And I have a vast collection of hand tools. I have a collection of vintage axes, pliers, saws, socket wrenches, drills, vices, antique hammers dating back to the Bronze Age. Got my hands on that after we robbed an archaeological museum in Estonia, but that's a story for another day. But my favorite hand tool is my left penis.
Oh.
Crunchberries.
Yes. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom, we appreciate it.
And you know, the captain had one more request.
It was an odd request.
Something about what you do with meat on a cold winter night. And I thought, what a silly question, because obviously that's answered in the classic holiday poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, Tony the Tiger pawed under Betsy Cracker's blouse. She laughed and she moaned, and it had quite a ripple throughout the whole house when he twisted her nipple. He moved his paws down from her breast to her feet, and that's when she remembered she had to put away the meat. Oh, where does one put meats on a cold winter night? And Tony growled and said, somewhere that's moist and awfully tight.
Oh, no.
So she grabbed the meat that had begged that one question. It was orange and it was striped. It was Tony's erection. So she guided that sausage to a place it could enter. And that's where you put meat on a cold night in winter. Oh, the old classic.
Jesus.
Crunchberries.
Classic.
Classic.
One more birthday request.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Who did you forget?
Nobody important. Happy 24th birthday to my beautiful daughter, Ava.
Happy
birthday, Ava. I remember today. Jesus, God.
You remember now.
I remember now. At the end of it, like, oh, my God.
This is not the one that you're about to go see.
Yes.
Oh, it is the one that you're about to go see. All right.
Well, technically, isn't it already another day there?
Yes. Yes.
Still missed it.
Well, no, I mean...
How many hours ahead is it where you're going?
It's 10-something.
I guess you're right.
I mean, barely in there.
So what is your flight plan looking like as far as you're going to leave?
Long.
No kidding. How do you get to South Africa?
You fly out of Newark direct to Johannesburg.
How long is that?
God.
That is, I leave at 9 o'clock in the evening, and I get there the next evening at 7.
Jesus.
Good. Right, because it's 2:30 right now in Johannesburg.
Okay, yeah.
So it's almost technically 22 hours as a flight. How long are you in the air, do you know?
From 9 o'clock at night until 7 o'clock the next day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Have fun.
That's going to be a great time.
Have you grabbed a tablet and loaded, like, a bunch of movies on it and whatnot?
No. I don't have a tablet that has that kind of memory in it.
Okay.
I'm just kind
of... Well, it's international flights. You should have a screen with a bunch of movies and stuff in there.
There's nothing like being jet-lagged when you're surrounded by vicious animals.
Right.
But you also don't like putting headphones on when you're on a plane because that reminds you of work. So are you just going to, like, read books the entire time when
I've
you're
got
on
two books, and I've got...
How to Survive a Lion Attack.
I'm going to buy one more in the airport when I get there.
Got to go to the
Miles, that's a long-ass flight. Take your headphones.
I don't have any. Because my phone and my accessories don't have a headphone jack. So I don't have anything wireless.
Well, if you bring those, you'd be fine.
But I can't plug them in.
Yeah, you can. It has a screw top, doesn't it?
You need a USB port.
I need to plug the headphones.
Well, no, it should be able to have it in the back of the seat.
You should be able to plug it into the back of the seat.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
That's what I'll do.
You know what? Okay. All right. I will bring these headphones.
Yeah.
Very good.
There you go.
And get some wireless headphones, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I don't even have the earbuds.
Do you have wireless headphones?
Yeah. I mean, for like traveling or like, I don't know, do you ever listen to music when you're walking or working out or anything?
No.
All right.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
What if somebody's spending the night and you're in your bedroom and you want to watch porn? Headphones.
I just keep volume.
But then you don't know when they walk in.
Miles, should walk into my bedroom.
All right.
Miles, you're just raw dogging to work out at the gym? You're not listening to any music or anything like that? You're just running?
Lifting.
That's fine. I used to do that all the time. But like just sometimes just walking around the city or riding the light rail, it's like, I need a little something.
Right.
Okay.
Something.
Come on, Miles.
Yeah, give me the times.
Watch some rom-coms on this plane.
I have 4 hours a day with headphones on. The last thing I want to do is put headphones on.
Right.
Bro, you're going to be bored.
It's like walking around my house by myself going, oh, the Patrolman. Yeah. Yeah, I do it all the time.
Well, it's not like firemen don't use grills.
Yeah, but they don't go outside and water their lawn a lot either. Kind of too much of work.
I don't know, man.
What?
This is a weird one. I don't want to wear headphones on wear it. It's like, yeah, but they're different.
Right. All right.
Do you it's not like you're conducting a show on there. Okay, you're watching a damn movie.
All right, Steve, when you got done working in the restaurant industry, when you got done in the kitchen, did you go home and cook dinner?
Not that day.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I will now, but not that day.
Right, but if you were to say, like, hey, well, going on vacation, like, you need to, like, order out for the next 3 weeks. Like, no, you're going to cook a little bit of something.
Thing is, I always end up using my wife's headphones because she'll fall asleep or she just hands them to me. And my buddy, when we went on that cruise, we had, like, a 9-hour flight back from Dublin to Seattle, right, direct. And he goes, man, he's like, you're sitting in front of me. And he goes, it was driving me crazy. And I kept saying to my wife, why does he not need anything? It's like, you put on music, you closed your eyes, you did not sleep, and you were fine. I'm like, that's all I need. Give me music. Yep.
Perfect.
All right, let's see here. It's our end of year spectacular. We're going to go back in time. What are we checking out this time?
Oh, it is that time of year that everybody loves. The Ted Smith, you have had a phenomenal season when it comes to you versus the FCC, my friend.
All right, nice.
If I'm not mistaken, your final tally when all was said and done, because it wasn't just you this time. The fantasy football also got our friends on the morning show involved as well, and they also contributed to your losses. But you ended this season with an impressive score of 25 wins and 14 losses.
Wow. All right, nice.
The FCC.
That is really good.
But we don't care about the wins in this room. No. We want to hear how many times you screwed up and put 325 G's at risk, my man.
We go back in time
to every miss on Ted versus the FCC.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cat, and incontinent Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut chunk from Chuck's or Kent's cut?
Three times fast.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cat, Kent can't help but cuddle. Kendra's cute country cut continuously. Kent cuddles Kendra's country cut while she creates cute country blunt cut quilts.
Three times fast.
Kent can't help but cuddle Kendra's cute country cut continuously. Kent cuddles Kendra's country cut while she creates cute country blunt cut quilt.
2-1.
Oh. Kent can't help but cuddle Kendra's cute country cat.
Kent can't help but cuddle Kendra's cute country cut continuously. Kent cuddles Kendra's country cut while she creates cute country blunt cut quilts.
Three times fast.
Kent can't help but cuddle Kendra's cute country cut continuously. Kent cuddles Kendra's...
Sid's sheet-filled shanty sits in the shady sheet-folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek. Sheet shipping ship to ship to Schlitz Creek Fresh Steamy Sheets Store.
3 cents fast.
Sid sheet filled with shanty sits of the shady sheet folding down the town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid Schlitz Creek. Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cats cups can't keep cats coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut. And while cat guzzles gum.
Three times fast. Jeez.
Cat cuts cups and guzzles.
Jesus. All right. Let's get it one time fast.
One more time.
One at a time. Let's go, buddy.
Right, just so we just get it one time fast. Thanks, coach.
Cat cuts cups and guzzles. Gum.
I'm still just
going to... Yeah, Jesus.
Wow. Oh, I mean, you didn't say it, but I'm still just going to be safe.
It's not my fault. This cat is a...
That's a weird cat.
All right. Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cats, cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum.
3 cents fast.
Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cat's cups
Can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum.
One.
Cat cuts cups and guzzles.
Oh, my God.
Six sheet-filled shanty sits in the shady sheet-folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek sheet shipping ship to ship to Schlitz Creek fresh steamy sheet store.
3 cents fast.
Sid's sheet filled with shanty sits in the shady sheet folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides his steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek sheet shipping ship to Schlitz Creek and fresh steamy sheet store.
One.
Sid cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches, counting cunning nuts.
3 cents fast.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches, counting cunning nuts.
One.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches, counting cunning nuts.
Two.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over a five-man front.
3 times fast.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over a five-man front.
One.
Cooper Cup can Cooper.
Oh.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over a five-man front.
3 cents fast.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make the cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over a five-man front.
One.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over five-man front.
Two.
Cooper Cup can...
Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum guzzles. Cat's cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum.
3 cents fast.
All right. Cat cuts cup and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cat cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles.
Oh!
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porter party, porter potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
3 times fast.
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porter potty to pop his
print. Oh!
Pop that thing.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, to count up, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day on our end of year spectacular. Okay, please donate if you can now. Coats for Kids, KISW.com.
Yeah.
We've got a ways to go, but we can get there. And we're counting on you. $20 puts a brand new United States made coat on a kid in need here in the Pacific Northwest in Washington. We have 300,000 kids that live in poverty.
Right.
They need coats. $20. That's all we need. If you can donate more, please do so. KISW.com. Mike, okay, what are we doing here on our end of year spectacular?
Well, it's time to go back a little bit. It is time to award the segment of the year. From time to time on this show, things go completely off the rails. It is complete pandemonium and chaos in the studios, and it did indeed happen on a Men's Room Top 10 list that we had a few months back there. So this is your segment of the year 2024.
Okay, let's go back in time.
It is National Happiness Happens Day. I don't know if you guys have noticed my cheerful and just overall bubbly demeanor today.
You've been there all day, bro.
I have.
I know. It's amazing.
Just ear to ear over here.
Ear to ear. You're so proud of the morning and all the regular, not dumb people you dealt with.
That's right. Yeah. But you know what? If you're not like me and you're having some problems, I do have some help for you.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 simple things you can do today that will make you happier, backed by science. You know what makes me happy? Whiskey.
Being alone.
My dog. And cigarettes. You know what I quit 5 weeks ago? Cigarettes. And gee whiz, boy, howdy, I look forward to every day without a delicious nicotine break. So much more. All my friends say there's something different about you. We just can't place it. But whatever it is, just keep doing it. It's called uncontainable rage.
So these are simple things that you can do today.
Yeah, but it looks good on you.
He does still go downstairs and just get some fresh air, but he also looks sad down there.
It's not a bad call. It's nice to just stretch your legs.
Absolutely.
But you know how he is. I got here at 9 o'clock this morning, right? Because I had a meeting and all this kind of thing. So I'm here a little earlier than normal. And he comes strolling outside. Now, I'm puffing away. He's not. But he's just like, I came down here. Because if I didn't get out of that studio, I was going to put a dagger through the heart of someone.
Yeah,
like,
he's going through it.
Yeah, I was wondering, bro, I don't want to be this guy. Just take a puff.
Right, have a cigarette, buddy.
And then cue the Disney music, you know what I mean?
Wow, I never thought of it that way. Uh-huh. Simple things that you can do today that will make
honestly,
you happy.
Just take a drag. Puff on a dart already.
Oh, no.
Everybody in the kingdom's worried. Try him unfiltered. Have you heard of mushroom therapy?
I prefer the Camel Crushes. I like the little pop there. Turning them into menthols. We can't say the word because he can't possibly advocate smoking.
No.
Simple things that you can do today that'll make you happier. These are all going to shock you, by the way. They're going to blow your mind. Practice gratitude to increase both happiness and life satisfaction.
Practice gratitude.
How about just have gratitude? You got to practice it. You don't have it.
There's a lot of ways to practice gratitude.
Keeping
a journal of things that you're grateful for. Sharing three good things that happen each day with a friend or your partner.
I farted in the elevator and saw an ugly woman get on later.
Going out of your way to show gratitude when others help you. You ever met that person that makes a little bit too big of a deal over nothing?
Yeah.
You hold the door
open.
They
work in this building.
You hold the door open, then they stop and turn around like, thank you.
There's a person we know.
We know that person.
Just everything is, it's so exaggerated. I believe he's a serial killer. I do. Seriously, man. If they said, hey, man, do you know this guy ended up killing 8 people? I'd be like, and not at once, you know, over a period of 3 years, 2 of them. I'd be like, yeah, man, I see that.
Slowly. Hey. Slowly. Right. I sometimes screw up like a giant dude the other day held the door open for me. I guess I was just intimidated in my subconscious or whatever. And I was like, oh, hey, thanks.
But that's
enthusiasm. Like, I was, like, shocked. Like, I didn't think a big, giant dude like you would actually
I didn't think a
pleasant.
Big black man would hold the door. It was me. Thank you, big black man. You
nice.
All right.
What team do you play for?
Oh,
seriously,
man.
Seriously, that came out of my mouth. I'm like, why did I say it like that?
Wow.
Oh,
nice.
Hey.
He's probably telling his friend, I'm betting his little squeaky white boy. Is.
I never said he was black. Jesus, you'd give me in trouble.
I like how he just assumed it's a black dude.
He had the look of somebody that might ride on 2 wheels.
All right. A brother on a motorcycle. Oh, I feel you.
Oh, they're not allowed to ride motorcycles.
Damn, Ted.
Oh, come on.
We're not using this for the promo.
No, we're not. No, we're not. We keep those out. Okay. Oh, meditate. These are things that you can do today that'll make you happier by science. Meditating.
Yeah. Well, and the gratitude thing, it's harder. Like,
everybody, well, most people should say please and thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody in this room is very good at it. But it's hard to, it's sometimes you got to practice too, like just simple things you I should be thankful for it. And it did.
I think that's a big thing. Like, what are you actually thinking?
It's easy to bitch.
It is, man.
Yeah.
It is just so easy to bitch.
It really is. Whew, they say plan a trip, even if you don't need to take it.
You do then. If, look, if planning takes time. By the time the 3 months gets here, 6 months gets here, you'll be ready for it.
Right.
You have something to look forward to the entire
That's
time.
That's the best feeling.
Well,
man.
And I feel like that study comes out every year is, you know, when you get into the blues of the new year, you know, after all the holidays are done and you're past the allure and the prestige of the new year, put something on the calendar.
Yeah. I mean, look, every kid in school knows, you know, when it's April, May, like they're almost going to cross that finish line. And they're going to have the summer off.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing being an adult.
Oh, no, yeah.
You're going to get a week off or a few days off, whatever the deal is. But, you know, you're going to do something and you're going to enjoy yourself and all the work that you do. You're going to give yourself, you're going to pay yourself back a little
bit. It's like me going to Delaware.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Exactly.
I would also say I made some mistakes in my 20s. Like, you got to take real vacations, too. I spent a lot of money and time going to other people's weddings, which I like those people, but...
But you
I wish I'd taken more time to take an actual vacation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Vacation.
French.
Maybe you should go to France. Maybe you'll think about going to France. Oui, oui.
Hey, dude. You coming down here in Louisiana?
On vacation.
On vacation.
Sound like a Southern Baptist minister.
Now, I'll be back next Sunday. In the meantime, I'm going to take a vacation.
Oh. You show up on his motorcycle?
Go side.
They say practice smiling.
Damn. I mean, really?
I can't do it.
Not in the mirror.
Is this work? What am I, the Joker?
Practice smiling. I can't do it. Jesus.
Woo! I'm really bad at this.
I swear I'm happy.
It's a Ray Liotta problem. Right?
Yes. I swear to God, I'm smiling. It just looks like I'm growling.
I don't miss cigarettes.
Not at all.
He quit and died. Jason.
Simple things that you can do today that'll make you happier. This is backed by science. Get outside somewhere green.
Well, sure. That's like my goal every weekend, man.
Is masturbate on this list?
It should be.
Hey, man, will you hang some more trees up in this beer garden? Yeah. It's supposed to be outside. It's supposed to be green, too.
I'm depressed AF, man. Leave the trees. Spend some time with friends and family. Sorry, for some, that does not make them happy.
I'd say friends.
Depends on the family.
Yeah. Depends on the moment or which family members, you know.
This is backed by science. Move closer to work or work from home.
I don't think need to move closer to work. I mean, yeah, there's the convenience of getting there.
Yes.
But the flip side is sometimes it's nice to have a little distance.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one, too, right? Because we know a bunch of people that live really far, to me, away from Seattle. But also, they have... houses they can afford and land.
Exactly.
Right. And also, it depends if you're on call.
Yeah.
Like, if you have one of those, I'm on call, move 100 miles away to be worth the commute. Yeah. They will call everyone else first.
Sleep more comes in at number two.
Absolutely.
Which, if I could sleep, I would. And then the number one thing that
you
can
do. You having nightmares, Mike?
Just a few. The number one thing that you can do today that'll make you happy, backed by science. No surprise. What do you guys think? The number one thing that you could do to make yourself happier.
Masturbate. Laugh.
Go for a walk.
Exercise.
It's a form of exercise.
Work your ass out.
Okay. That was a clip of the year on our end of year spectacular.
Oh, there we go.
More of our end of spectacular on the way, but first, have we made it to drink time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Your job it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast pretty much every damn body. We'll start with the Washington State Council of Firefighters, man. This is years in a row that we have worked with them. Right now, it is Coach for Kids. We also work with them for kicks for kids. But I love what they do in addition to what they do for a living. But the fact that they step up for these charitable things and they help us to raise money to do something good for people that need it.
Yeah, Operation Warm's a great thing.
It is a great thing. And with that said, I also want to do a toast to everyone that donated to Coach for Kids today or this week or in the last couple of weeks. And how about this? Even if you didn't, we're still toasting your ass. Everyone who listens to this show, you are being toasted, especially if you call or you contribute, whether it's via the phone, the calls, the emails, the texts. All of this happens because you guys are there. We are just the host. Make no mistake, the show does not exist without you. So basically, we're just driving the train, but hopefully we get some passengers to jump aboard, man. After the end of the year, you always reflect back on this. We're listening to the end of the year spectacular, and we realize we're laughing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because we never hear us. We're just talking. So to go back and listen and hear precisely how ridiculous and stupid this show is, and the fact that this many people enjoy it, it's a good thing, man. Puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, it's fun to realize when your coworkers try to make you seem like a racist.
Yes. But you're the one who's surprised by a black biker holding the door.
Man. Yeah. I mean, and, you. Black snake and black woman. And
that's right.
The black part of Pennsylvania.
I never said he was black.
No, but we can just feel it.
Well, thank you.
God damn it.
We can just feel it, Ted.
Yeah, I know. Just oozing it out.
Was the guy black or not? Because you never said he wasn't. You just said, I never said he was. That's all, man.
I couldn't remember when I said he was more like a biker dude. I think it was just a large, bald dude and a cut, if you will.
Yeah.
So I was just legitimately, and I, again, no offense to biker. I just was like, wow, thanks.
Man, people there's no offense to bikers. You know damn well no one looks at you and says, I'm going to run up and hug that man. I mean, like, it's the vibe you get off. So, yes, when you extend a certain courtesy like that, it definitely gets burned in the memory. But seriously, if you're listening to this man, here's to you. We've had a fantastic year, at least here on the air. I don't know about your personal life. Don't care. Don't bring it up. But certainly, this year in the air has been a lot of fun. 2025, we got a few surprises in store for next year. Looking very forward to that. And believe it or not, I cannot believe it because I know how we are, and I cannot believe we've not been fired. And I don't say this as a joke, but as of next year, gentlemen, we'll have been on these airwaves for 20 years.
20 years.
That
20
is years. Two decades of doing nonsense.
We thought we were going to be here for a year.
We really did. Because that's the contract they handed us.
Yeah, like, a year.
There's a 1 year which really.
Good luck.
It doesn't bring you comfort.
No.
You're like, well, it's cool. Like, we got a gig, but 1 year goes by quick.
Seriously, we thought we'll come out to Seattle for a year. What could go wrong?
Do you guys have any idea where you would go next?
No. No. Because the thing, we wanted to get out of where we were in Baltimore. Just the situation there sucked, right?
Sure.
The boss was a dip ass, so you can fill in the blanks. Let's get out of here. So Seattle calls, we're like, cool. It could have been Toledo, Ohio. We just wanted to get out of it.
Right.
Well, then we got here, and we're like, well, dude, I like it here. But
this is fun.
But we know we're going to get fired soon, right?
It's inevitable.
Just win.
Right. And somehow it has worked out. And it's only worked out for one reason, because you keep listening, man. So thank you, guys. Yeah, it has been brilliant. My kids got born here, man. I got married here. I mean, it is what it is. And it's been a badass ride. So, yeah, next year, 20 freaking years. Yeah. All that sappiness aside, donate some money to Coach for Kids,
That's right. By the way, Autumn just gave $173.
All right, Autumn.
Yeah, Autumn.
Tim Sullivan gave $420.
Oh, Tim.
I like what you did with the 420.
Stephen gave $102. Dustin gave $15. Gregory gave $200. Ryan gave $100. And Jade gave $25 all in the last 15 minutes.
Hey, good on you, man. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, seriously.
But in the meantime, let's drink. So before this booze... And we drink this booze. I'm not the king of segways, though.
For the kids.
Because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
End of year spectacular. Where are we headed now, Mike?
Well, we're going to go back into the vault there, Miles, to an oldie but a goodie. You guys might have remembered that we had a question pertaining to just how poor you were at one point, and we had a man that took the cake. So let's go back to 2017.
Let's go back in time.
Damn.
The best way to explain exactly how broke I was blank.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I was in grade school, and we took a field trip to go swimming. And the other kids packed lunches or brought money to buy snacks. I didn't have any money, didn't bring anything, so I ended up eating orange peels.
Oh,
damn, man.
Oh. Orange peels.
Oh, man. Now,
I feel bad.
Now, how old were you?
I was about 8.
You're 8, so you're like in third grade, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it's to this day, when I peel an orange, I have to get all that white crap off it. I can't eat it.
I bet.
Just because you're so used to eating the peels with the white stuff on for lunch.
How hard was it to eat orange peel? Because if they were super edible, you know, no one would peel them off.
I was so damn hungry, I didn't care. I probably would have ate burgers. I mean...
And your mom,
don't throw that tissue away.
And let me get it right. Your mom probably had like three cartons of smokes on top of the refrigerator. Beer at all times.
Oh, yeah. My dad thought it was a great idea to buy a tavern, but he was an alcoholic.
Well, it's hard to make money if you're drinking it.
Wow, man.
Well, I'm glad you came out all right. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Did they eat orange peels, too?
I didn't hear about any orange peel eating from them.
But they had to be hungry, too, right? So I'm sure they improvised.
You weren't the only hungry one.
No.
They're all hungry, right?
They're all hungry.
That's fantastic.
I would have sucked the taste out of the toothpicks you jabbed through a sandwich.
orange peel.
I don't want to laugh. I feel terrible laughing. Like, oh, my God, man. I mean...
I just imagine a teacher being like, are you eating orange peels?
That's all I got, man. That's all I got.
Oh, my God.
I stole off a band truck.
I feel so bad laughing. I really should not laugh. That's not funny.
Well, you know what? It's at least it's all natural fruit.